Here's some of Kennedy Malloy that you may not have heard before.
Want some performance never seen before on the job site?
Check out the latest from Milwaukee at your nearest authorised Milwaukee retailer.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Sure is, and it's the big Wednesday hump day edition of Kennedy Malloy. Let's start with the big one. Jane's got a new phone.
I've got a new phone. Got it at 9 a.m. this morning.
All right, hang about, because I'm going to give that number out as soon as we start the program.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Vienna is the number one city in the world to live.
You've made a very powerful enemy, Vienna.
We're not convinced.
Well, Melbourne has always represented Australia on this chart. It has been dethroned after an incredible reign.
It's had a great run, but maybe you think where you live is the best place in the world to live.
Yeah, we're going to get you to give us a call and fess it up.
We are going to hopefully get to some of our animals gone wild.
One in particular, a vet who's had a bad day at the office.
We will. Do you know why I'm got a bit of a spring in my step and lippy on my lips?
Oh, you have too.
Thank you, because The Bachelor's coming in live.
My God.
Nick Cummins, otherwise known as the Honey Badger. I'm sure he's not sick of that.
Would you call him the Honey Badger?
No.
If you were in a relationship with him?
No.
Honey Badger.
No, I'll just call him
yes,
Nick.
Yes, you are, you little honey badger.
I can't wait to meet him, actually, because
he
sounds like a good guy.
He named himself the Honey Badger.
Yeah, but I just wouldn't call him that. Anyway. Hey, what's Nick Kyrgios done lately?
Well, what hasn't he done? Right. Won a tennis match. done something incredibly stupid, even by his non-lofty standards. Hey, Malcolm Turnbull will be in to face the music. Plenty to talk about on that front.
Excellent. And his mate, Lawrence Mooney, who we love chatting with as well, will be here. And
we know women love complaining, but is it okay to complain about an engagement ring that your partner's bought you, Joe?
I believe yes.
That's a yes.
That's a yes from me, because
the bar's been set high.
Well, it's not really, because here's my tip. Mm. Don't go out and get an engagement ring without first letting your partner pick it.
And I think most men would agree with that.
Well, there's a story we're going to go into.
All right. Hey, who's been going the blub? Someone's been going the blub.
Few tough nuts, which always makes me happy.
All right. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. It's a big show. Hang about. We're going to have a little bit of fun today. But first, Jane, can we breathe a sigh of relief? Yesterday's show, do you have any memory of yesterday's show?
No,
do you want me to get
a
black box recorder out?
You were rattled yesterday.
I was very rattled. Well, I was rattled because my phone was nicked. I left it stupidly.
Are you blaming me for that?
No.
I think you would think there's this.
Why?
Am I just getting a feeling that somehow.
No. How's it to do with you?
I don't know. But
if I leave it on a table.
Certain vibe going around.
Most things I would blame you for, don't worry about that.
Right.
Anyway, someone's nicked it. Mm. Instead of just handing it in, they've nicked it, and I followed it on Find My Phone, which is very bizarre.
But can I say this? Find My Phone is useless, because you could sit there and you could get within, 500 metres of it. You couldn't go.
It has worked for some people before, and it does sometimes work. Anyway.
Well, where's your phone?
Well, it's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone, Ski.
It still appears on Find My Phone.
But guess what? There's CCTV footage that I think we can go. Do you want to check it out with me? We can watch it together.
Well, it's a bead of sweat on your forehead, Dave.
Nothing to do with me.
We can be like heart to heart or Mulder and Scully.
Or
like
Lacey.
Moonlighting.
Cagney and Lacey.
They are two women, you realise.
Stassi and Hutch.
That's yeah, it. Again.
Can I be like.
I know I'm hirsute, but.
Who's the fat guy in the wheelchair? Ironside. I'm going to be Ironside.
He didn't have a partner.
A fatsy. But where's. What about moonlighting?
Moonlighting, I love that one. Anyway,
remember,
I'm going to look at the footage.
It was a memorable finish to the program yesterday, and one that I will never forget. Do you remember signing off? Here is the very end, the last word spoken on yesterday's program.
Okay. Give me back my phone, asshole.
Oh! Yep.
Oh, and, that's not very pleasant, is it?
On that bombshell, does that remind you of anyone? When you hear that? Can you play that bit again?
Give me back my phone, asshole.
Oh!
Yeah, it's not very refined, is it?
No. It reminds me.
What?
Of Rosalie Rose from the Corby clan. Have a listen.
Give me back my phone, asshole.
Where's my camera, Miles? I need it.
Give me back my phone, asshole.
If you don't give me my camera, I'm going to make sure the same is. divorces you.
Well, wow. I'm in great company indeed. That's very flattering to me.
So,
to be compared to Rosalie. I've got a new phone.
You've got a new phone. Are you happy?
I'm so happy. I nearly kissed the Telstra man this morning.
Can I tell you this?
What?
I've already given you my first bum dial.
How can that happen?
Well, I don't know. I was in a car and I heard a voice go, hello, hello. A muffled sound emanating from my buttocks. turned out to be your voice.
I was about to say where I usually am, but I'm not. Anyway, all's well. And thank you to the iCloud. Because I've got everything back.
I don't trust the iCloud.
All your photos and
everything's
contacts.
Back.
Where's it been? And who's got access to that?
Oh, there's another story.
Is your iCloud. The iCloud's a cumulonimbus.
Okay. Right, okay.
It is. Hey, we've got the Honey Badger coming in.
Yes.
We've got a bit of a sweep going in the office.
We have. That's
so,
right.
Shall we do this now? We'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it later.
Okay, let's talk about it. Maybe when Nick comes in.
We've taken a sweep. We've all got a different bird.
Of the bachelors, yeah. The chicks.
Mm. I'm on Romy.
Juliana for me.
29. Romy's 29-year-old Queenslander.
Oh, she's pretty.
She's a photo shoot director. Well, let's not go overboard.
I beg your pardon. She's very attractive.
Listen to this. How would you describe your perfect partner? She is humorous, self-knowing, self-aware, open, confident, athletic, smart, hung like a donkey. Oh, no, I put that bit in there. Describe yourself in 5 words. Spontaneous, fun, confident, adventurous, and easy. Oh, no, just sorry, loyal.
You're just rewriting this. Stop it.
What do you have to offer a potential partner? Love, excitement, laughter, loyalty, and herpes. Oh, I made that up. I didn't. That's
her
not true.
Mum and dad might be listening right
so
now.
So well, she's Romy. She's 29. She's
Romy.
From Queensland.
Romy, not Romy. Romy.
Oh, what? Your best mates, are you?
Well, that's just how you say the name.
Well, anyway, Romy, do your best.
All right.
Put out early, I say. Let's get this across the line.
I'll tell you at the who rose I've ceremony. Got later. I've got Kat, but I'll talk about
Kat,
her later.
She's
in with a chance.
I don't know if you want to go to Heath, guys. He's got a suggestion for your crime-fighting team.
Sure.
What do you reckon, Heath?
Okay, instead of Jake and the fat man, we can have Jane and the fat man.
Oh, yeah.
No
I
price
like that,
for you, Heath. No price for you.
Jane and the fat man. That's not bad.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Give me back my phone, asshole.
Where's my camera?
Give me back my phone, asshole.
Okay. If you don't give me my camera, I'm going to make sure Mercedes divorces you.
Wow, it's not a leap.
I'm not proud of that.
It's not a giant leap,
is
it?
I'm not proud. I was very angry.
It's got to get a fair run.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
No, it's going to be my ringtone. It's going to be my new...
We should be able to get that downloaded so we can just go straight to the website. It's a good idea, isn't it?
Hey, we'll put it up there and you can download that.
Yeah, James is doing it right
time.
Now.
Oh, no.
We'll do it and put that audio up on Instagram, please.
Not my finest moment.
Hang on, I'm getting a text.
Give me back my phone, asshole.
There it is.
No.
Hey, speaking of assholes, here's a cheerio to Vienna, the city of Vienna.
Now, you claim the whole city.
Yeah, everyone in it.
Oh, no.
And everyone in it. So
nice.
I think it's just a big... provincial country town.
It's
anyway,
very disappointing.
Very disappointing. For some time now, from this great country, the city of Melbourne has reigned supreme as the world's most livable city. It's gone back to back to back to back. And I think most Australian cities are top 10 in it.
I think we're
all fairly well represented there. And then this...
Comes from nowhere.
Come from nowhere. Vienna. Mm. Out of the blue. Vienna. I mean, what's Vienna ever done? Apart from produce an okay slice.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Well, we got a Vienna slice. Good on you. What have we got? What's Melbourne ever made?
A peach Melba.
Peach Melba. I'd take a peach Melba.
Yeah.
Any day, whatever that is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Over what's a peach Melba?
It's a dessert named after Dame Nellie Melba, who's from Melbourne.
She was hot
peaches.
Too. She was hot. She was there like our first
she wasn't
Victoria's
really.
Secret model.
Okay. Don't look her up.
No.
She's not that hot.
No.
What about who's it, sister? The nun, who's a...
Oh, yeah.
Even,
the nun from
the
where?
One, the, Janet Mead.
Janet, Sister Janet Mead. She's the only nun.
Janet Mead. The one who's a saint. Mary McKillop.
Mary McKillop.
She's up there with McKillop. In the olden day calendar from Melbourne, yeah.
But not really in the... Victorian secret model.
If you want to be,
anyway, we're off the track.
Women are hard on other women. They would have been in The Bachelor, those two.
I don't think.
What else has Vienna given us?
Shit coffee. Okay. Melbourne is the home of good coffee.
Vienna coffee's full of calories.
Well, it's full of
it's cream.
What is it?
It's whipped cream with cinnamon.
Yum.
And a stack of sugar in it.
Well, why don't you go and live there, Dave?
Sounds really yummy.
If you're such a fan.
Well, don't mind the coffee.
Do you know what that is? I'll tell you what it is. It's André Rieu country. Vienna.
It
that
absolutely is.
That's
it
got is. It's got Rieu written all over it. These big punsy balls. Yeah. Have a look at this. You know what they have? 400 times a year in Vienna?
What?
Balls.
Oh, my God. You mean waltzing balls.
Waltzing balls. Yeah, have fun. Hey, try hosting Moomba. See how you go.
Exactly.
Have we got, what's their music? What's their famous, what's the one?
You've Strauss.
Got? Strauss. Have a look.
Have a listen to how bad this is.
Imagine going to a titty bar in Vienna. How boring.
Okay. I am falling asleep.
Get them off.
Look at my hair. Look at my wig. Look at my big, foofy dress. Yes.
Hey, stick your Danube up your ass. We've got the Yarra. Yarra or Danube?
Yeah.
It's not a hard choice to make, is it?
It's André Rieu
Country. Birdman rallies. Birdman rallies, they don't have them on the Danube.
Try doing that in the Danube.
Good luck with that.
No, I don't like it. And they've got, all right, let's think of songs. We'll think of famous songs. Okay, here's the most famous song written about Vienna. Who's that?
That's Ultravox.
Ultravox.
Midge-Ewer.
Bringing your records in again, are you, Dave?
I love this song.
Midge-Ewer, former celebrity UK MasterChef winner. That's where he ended up.
Wow, really?
Yep.
Well, what do they make in Vienna? Nothing.
Except
your slice. That's what he won with. He beat Hurston Blumenthal with his Vienna slice. Oh,
well,
thanks,
you've got
mate.
That, which is what's very that? Of the
okay,
time.
Okay, that's Vienna. Yeah.
What's well, Melbourne
what's
got?
Melbourne got? Up there, crusading. Come on.
Everyone.
What did they ever do, Jane? What did they ever do over there? They've invented the snow globe.
Well, that may be. I mean, I've got kids who'd be happy about that. Who else is from? Oh, how many actors do you think are from Vienna?
Vienna?
One I can name.
Who?
Christopher Waltz. And he was a late bloomer.
Even his last name's Waltz.
Even his last name's Waltz.
They've got it on the brain.
It's a bit harsh on the eye, too.
Oh, look, Albert Einstein came from there.
No.
Oh, no, he didn't.
No, not Albert Einstein.
It's Albert
Ehrenstein.
Wow.
He's a writer not to be mistaken for Albert Einstein.
Adolf Hitler.
Oh, great.
They've got us there. And I think that's Fritzl country, isn't it? Is it
Joseph?
Yeah, is it
Fritzl?
Right.
It could be. Hans Asperger. There you go. That's where the guy who was recognised Asperger's.
Okay. Anyway, there you go.
That was very informative.
You are just it's annoying. You
know? Oh, hang on. There's one good thing. Yeah. Edward Haas. Have we done him? He's the inventor of Pez.
Oh, like as in the candy dispenser.
Pez candy.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're paying attention, aren't you? Yeah. Well, Vienna, that is this rinks of some kind of... Brett's on the line. Brett, what have you got, man?
Mate, Vienna's got nothing. Melbourne is the home of the greatest hungover snack ever. It's called the Dim Sim.
Now, is that the home? Did we invent that?
Does Melbourne claim that?
Are we claiming that?
We claimed it. It's ours.
Mm.
No, it's ours.
Sounds pretty Chinese to me.
Might forget the record books. I think they might have us by about 10,000 years. But anyway,
possibly.
Brett, I'm prepared to go with... I'll tell you what, Brett, though, you've entered the spirit of things.
Yes, you're
why
right.
Why don't you tell us, as I said, Melbourne's been up there for some time. Whatever city you live in, it might be a town, it might be Shepparton, you might want to tell us why Shepparton.
And we go right around this country. We are right around Australia.
And tell us
now's the time to call it.
Your town is the best. I
and
come
sell
from
it.
A little place called Mount Eliza, and you know why it's the best in the world?
Why?
It's got a little something called Bum Rock.
Oh, right.
And whenever we
wag
school, we go down the river and we hang out at Bum Rock.
Oh.
It's like Hanging Rock, except schoolgirls haven't got lost in it. It's just got a bit of an ass.
It's shaped like a bum.
It's got an ass crack. You can, I guess, you go up to it and do the Miranda.
Wait for me, Miranda.
So why? You've got to ring up and tell us why your town is the best in the world.
1-3-3-5-3.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
So Melbourne has been dethroned from the world's most livable city.
Oh, this is depressing.
By
it's
Vienna
rubbish.
In Austria.
It's rubbish. We'll be firing in a complaint. We'll be contesting this.
Do you know you get...
We'll appeal this all the way up to the High Court.
You get really fat in Vienna.
Do you?
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah, because you just eat lots of pastries.
Have you been there?
It's very stodgy.
So I'd be like a supermodel. I'd be like a supermodel in Vienna.
Yes, you would be.
I'd have the waif look. Might turn up. Vienna. Yeah. Which, do you know what I do? I put Vienna in with those wussy bunch of countries in Europe. You know the types, your Genevas, your Luxembourgs. Right. Your Prague's, your Brussels.
There's one on the border. Here we go. Yeah, shocking.
We're a bunch of, we don't do anything. We all just sit down to go to the toilet.
Okay.
Let's go to one of our calls, Jared. Jared.
Hi. You got into bat for Melbourne, Jared.
Hey, Jane, Mick, how are you?
Good. Why Melbourne?
AC/DC recorded their first two albums in Melbourne. They did not want to record them in Vienna.
where Andre Rieu likes to play.
Mm. That is absolutely right, Jared.
Well done, Jared.
No.
Good point.
Well done, in defence of Melbourne. Scott, you're going to stick up for the Viennese.
I am, just for a second.
Why?
Not forgetting the greatest pub meal in history, the Vienna Schnitzel.
The Vienna Schnitzel.
The Schnitty is from Vienna.
Oh, okay.
We might have to give them that.
You might have a say.
You make a good point.
You do, Scott.
And one word why my town's better than Melbourne is it's Sydney. That's all I have to add to that one.
Well,
that's pretty cocky there, mate.
Yeah. We'll take
what is
that
it,
on
board. I want more than that. I want to know, what is it about Sydney?
What is it? Well, there's things to do, more things to do than drink coffee and go to restaurants.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Well done, Scott. He did. Hey, Renee.
Sydney attitude.
How you going, guys?
Renee.
Really good. What is the town that you would like to put forward?
Well, I'd like to put forward Benalla because it's actually in the heart of the Golden Valley. It's got the Alps, you've got the Murray River, you've got the wine region, you've got the... was it the food, gourmet food?
Very
region.
Good.
That's in Victoria. You sound like
what's
the mayor.
Old, there's the old Seppelt's Winery up there, which is very, very good.
No, I think it was more Western District, Seppelt's.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, can I say, I went there. There's a very beautiful bowling club, a single green. It's a verdant green. It's an outdoor oasis, and it's absolutely beautiful. And the other thing, I remember going to Benalla to watch my horse race, and the racetrack at Benalla is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
But this is how you fall in love and out of love with a place. So. Yeah. So before the race went to went on, I was a guest of the committee, mm-hmm. and we were all in there. And I got up and made this speech, going, "Just this is one of the most beautiful countrysides I've ever seen. You've just got such a wonderful little community. It's so great to be a part of it. Can't wait." Horse races and wins. Protest third against third, third against first, upheld. I come out of the jockey's room, going, "Come on, let's get out of this sticky shit."
Vanilla.
And a shout out to Shepherd and yes. Triple M there, Dave. 95.3.
Also home of Winton Raceway, and you've got home of Weary Dunlop as well, Benalla.
There is an old winery in Benalla. So if it's not Seppelt's, it's something which now has been turned into restaurants. Tuileries. It's Tuileries.
Okay, there you go.
And it is unbelievable.
You know your
wineries.
Take
my word for it.
Hey, David.
Yeah.
You're calling from up north. What's going on? Who do you want to put forward?
I want to put forward Bundaberg.
Ooh, yes. That's Bundaberg. Nice.
Yeah, and what have Bundaberg ever given us, David?
A lot of hangovers.
Curse you, Bundaberg.
Oh, and your tasty rum.
And do you know now, if this is true, isn't it? You've got the big bottle of Bundy, haven't you?
Have you got one of those?
Yeah, there's a big bottle of rum.
Don't think there haven't been many assaults made on that by drunken men late at night.
You've got great weather, beaches, and what else can you do in Bundaberg?
Not a lot, just drink rum.
Okay.
Hey, that's pretty crazy.
Got the rum in your hand.
Oh, I think that's good.
That's it. Well done. Well, have a cop that, Vienna.
Mm.
I think we're heading to the Gold Coast. Is that right, Peter?
Well, where do you want to start?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, good.
Where do you want to start, Peter? What are you going to say?
Famous Yatla pies, mate. Everyone everywhere around the pie goes to Yatla pies. You can get any pie you like, mate.
So this is what's going to put Gold Coast over the top, isn't it?
Chappelle Corby's mum have a pie shop or eat pies or something like that?
Yeah, no, she's got a takeaway fish and chips.
That's it.
Yeah, that's right.
Pauline Hanson's got
she probably
fish and
sells
chip
pies there.
Yatla.
No, not in Yatla, mate. Lamb coconut curry pie.
Oh,
one for her and
that
one
sounds
for
good
the customers.
Good on you, Peter.
So much you could have said about the Gold Coast. Could have been schoolies week.
But I like that he said
tubs,
pies.
Home the hot tub.
Cable Avenue.
Could have been those birds that put the coins in. You know?
Oh, the meter maids?
Meter maids.
Don't be so disrespectful.
I'm not being disrespectful. I like to put them out there. I don't like to put them out there. They like to put them out there. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
We've got Billy on the line.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, Billy. Tell us the town or city you want to put forward as the best in the world, mate.
Well, there's been a lot of talk of Shepparton, and I am calling from Shepparton.
Oh, here we go again. What's going on?
Gosh.
Shepparton is
Tell us something else we can do in Shepparton.
Head with Vienna.
Well, you've got everything here, guys. I mean, you've got the pubs and clubs. You've got something for all the family, the wineries, the food bowl. Of course, very close to Melbourne. And we're a real sporting town. So we've got all the major aspects covered of a great town.
Is there a big statue of Dangerous Dave up in the
town? No, but we have put in for that.
All right.
Appreciate that, Billy.
Let me know. I'll come up and help you open it.
Hey, let's take one more caller, shall we, now? Hey, Peter, how are you going?
Yeah, good, guys. Yourselves?
Really good. What's the town you want to put up?
Yeah, Kempsey, a little town in New South Wales.
Why?
Why? There's a few reasons. Slim Dusty.
Oh, yeah.
The Cobra hat.
The Cobra hat. Can't get more Australian than that.
No, you can't. And two football players is a bit indecisive there. Greg Inglis and Roberts.
All right.
Well, indecisive.
It's an embarrassment.
Robert stays true to the goal, but Inglis doesn't, the traitor.
Oh.
Well, don't make it all bad. Now it's like a civil war up
let
there.
Let it go, Peter. Let it go.
Let us know once you've sorted out your stuff, Peter.
Hey, that was good. Thank you, everyone, for putting forward your towns.
Informative.
It's got to be better than Vienna.
Vienna, yeah. We're coming for you.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
You know I'm a mad sports fan, a sports nut.
You are a sports nut.
I watch everything or anything. I often start
love
before,
everything.
4 or 5 in the morning watching table tennis.
You can watch anything.
In Denmark. Tennis never does it for me. Tennis is the only thing. I've said this before. I've been on record. It doesn't work for me. I look at the tennis stadium. It's like a nerd ranch. And it's full of highly played people complaining about noise. And it never works for me. Now, the only reason I watch these days is to see how low our reputation can sink in international circuits.
It's a disgrace.
On the back of guys like Bernard Tomic and Nick Kyrgios. So these days, we hold out hope for Nick, but he's not far behind. His antics of late have been absolutely terrible. And he's been at it again. Guess what he's done? He's turned up. He's turned up to Cincinnati Open first round, and guess what he's forgotten?
Racket.
No, close. Shoes.
Oh, for goodness
sake. He forgot his
shoes. What is he, one of my kids?
Is he one of your kids? Luke Darcy, too, who's a former AFL champion, had to take his son to the. The footy, and they drove him to the ground, and he got there. He goes, "Oh, Dad, I've forgotten something." What? He goes, "My boots."
It happens, but Nick is a grown up, and
he's a grown up,
a professional.
He's a professional.
Player.
He's paid lots of money.
He's playing
to
Cincinnati.
He's playing Cincinnati. Have a listen. This is how it went down.
Oi, DK, I left my tennis shoes in the locker room. Yeah, I'll just walk up in these. I left my shoes in the locker room. Sorry, man.
He doesn't really care much.
What else has you got to do? You've got one job. You have your shoes, your racket, and your stupid outfit.
And then you play until you think you can't win anymore. And you go, kind of lost interest in this.
Yeah.
As he did when he got booed off court after retiring in just those circumstances at the Atlanta Open.
Unfortunately, due to an injury, Mr. Kyrgios is retiring from the match.
Clearly he's used to that sound by now.
Ken Rosewell got that.
Ken Rosewell got that all the time. He's the original bad boy. He's the original bad boy.
Kenny Rosewell.
No, he was.
You've got a bit of a dossier going on with Nick, have you?
Well, you remember? Yeah, I do. Well, this is his rap sheet. Can I give you his priors?
Yeah.
Can I give you his priors?
What else?
Do you remember he was busted simulating a sex act on live TV?
Yeah.
At the Queen's Club, no doubt.
This was
in the
terrible.
Warm-up to Wimbledon.
Wow.
Actually, we don't have any audio for that because it's all
because it's too foul.
I think you know what was going on.
Yeah, it was really revolting.
Yes, let's just say the overhand grip.
And a water bottle was involved.
And a water bottle was involved. Oy, great fun. I love the comedy when they get comedy going.
Oh, so funny.
It's so funny. Hey, what about the time he admitted getting a milkshake?
Oh, yes.
Crossed his mind during a finals loss.
I don't recall that.
In Cincinnati, I was not doing anything different. I was probably less dedicated than I was this week. Like, I was playing basketball to Lifetime Fitness every day for 2 hours. Like, I played an hour of basketball before I played David Ferrer in the semifinal. I was going to ice cream, like, this greatest place, getting a milkshake, like, every day. Like, I was less dedicated. And then this week, I'm dedicated, and my shoulder starts hurting, so I don't know.
It's like he's saying, I should care less. I play better when I care less.
Does he know that these words are coming out his mouth?
He's now telling you how disrespectful he is to his own craft.
Wow.
And to the people. There are many others. There was the press conference last week. Do we still have that anywhere?
Yep.
Yeah, we got that?
Yeah, but listen.
Nick, have you gotten some good advice about what the best plan going forward is to get healthy for the U.S. Open? Or is there anything that you can actually do to heal the process up or speed it up?
I don't know.
Having been away from the tour for a while with injuries had made you appreciate playing tennis a little bit more and giving you a little bit more motivation. Do you still feel that way? Has that changed at all?
No.
Nick, what do you make of the serve clock?
Doesn't really make a difference to me.
Right, thanks, guys.
Fascinating insight.
Oh, sometimes I feel like speaking like that. Some days, but yeah, not in a press conference.
You were a bit rude on yesterday's program for a lot of people.
Yep.
We all remember the time that he didn't even return serve. You know, he just tanking. It's the worst thing you can do in sport. He's done a number of times. The only thing I'll say for him is I have a soft spot for his sledge, his stem rinker. Sledge. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Have we got that there?
Australian tennis's bad boy Nick Kyrgios is never far from controversy and has now dragged good mate Tanasi Kokkinakis into the drama with an obscene barb presumably aimed at Stan Wawrinka at the Rogers Cup in Montreal.
Kokkinakis banged your girlfriend, sorry to tell you, mate.
Wow.
That's pretty funny.
That's tough.
Hey, that's the mind game.
He don't care.
He's more lippy on the court than he is in a press conference.
Jeez.
Yes. Come on, stop.
Come on, stop. Every time I think he's not disappointing me, it happens again.
Yeah. All right.
Let's get him in here. Come on, I'll talk to him.
That'll be a good interview. Nah. Yeah.
We'll get him thinking about a milkshake. Yeah, well, we'll get him a milkshake.
Where's the honey badger?
He is minutes away. In fact, we'll get him on after this.
Okay.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Nick Cummins dreamed of nothing more than playing a bit of rugby. And then someone stuck a microphone in front of him.
Sweating like a gypsy with a mortgage, actually, when he got up after scoring that try.
Transformed into the honey badger, we've seen a lot of Nick. In his underwear.
Flasher than a rat with a gold tooth, and they're easy on the twig and berries.
And we're guessing there might be a few shirtless scenes in The Bachelor this year as well.
I'm up here, ladies.
And there'll definitely be lots of great quotes.
But I'm as nervous as a mouse in biology class.
Please welcome Nick, the Honey Badgerler, Cummins.
Yeah, baby. Nick or Honey Badger, what do you like?
Oh,
how much should we refer to it? Honey? Yeah. HB.
What do your mates call you?
Oh, Badge.
Badge? Can I call you Badge?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
What did you miss?
Really? All right. What did you miss most? You finished filming when you're in the house with all those chicks.
Well, actually, the girls asked me that. One of them in front of everyone on a cocktail party just goes, so what do you miss most about the outside world? Like it's a...
What'd you say?
H division.
Yeah. And I said, the boys.
Oh, how'd that go down with the ladies?
Well, they all was like, huh.
But that's the truth. You seem very, very real to me and you're really a fair dinkum bloke.
Is that any badger?
I know he's the honey badger.
Right.
But you have just told me that you'd never seen The Bachelor before. So you had no idea what you were heading into.
Absolutely no idea, yeah.
You don't have a TV.
Don't have a TV. No.
Yeah, so you're going into this one blind.
Yeah.
So the first time you turn up and they present a wall-to-wall 26 chick kind of backdrop, how are you feeling? What are you doing?
That's your heart rate. Doesn't
happen every day, does it?
No, well, mate.
Hi, Nick, meet 26 hotties.
I mean, you're probably the only bloke who understand what it's like.
Tell me. That's like a Friday night for me.
Take it easy.
I only got one rose, ladies.
You know he wants to be the next bachelor, so you might have to give him a few tips.
Well, can you either give me a tips or just...
Just step aside.
Cut a few from the herd and swing them my way.
Yeah, well, right, mate. Yeah,
you couple of hand me down.
There's a few spares. Yeah.
Oh, right. Hey, because by the way, before we get into it, we are in a. We'll get in trouble here.
Okay.
We are in a. We're having a sweep here for The Bachelor, and it's just got started. We'll take it. I'm on Romy, 29, Queensland.
Interesting.
Photo shoot. Interesting. Should I double up? Should I go hard on this?
Put the house on it.
All in.
Oh, that's interesting. I got Kat, 24, from Bali, fashion designer.
Papa.
Yeah. Very interesting.
This is great. Look, I.
What about a threesome? Because that'd be organised so we can both win.
Okay.
Even better, yeah.
I don't even know where to begin, but I will because we are here to interview you. But overall, as an experience of someone, first of all, doesn't have a television, lives pretty much in the bush, comes to the city, lives in a mansion with hot chicks and limos and dates that you set up, of course.
I love the dates. Where would you go? What kind of date? Yeah. Like, you know, usually there's a hot air balloon involved or some kind of...
Or a picnic or a winery or...
someone's, you know.
It's funny. Are you allowed to tell?
Well, what can you tell us?
You guys pretty much just giving away the whole show, but...
no. A bucket of Kentucky? Someone just get... just going to go and watch some TV. And,
no, there's a few nice dates in there, mate. I mean, obviously it's the sixth season or whatever it is, or seventh, they said, that a lot of the dates have been done. But at the same time, there's different ways you can do those dates. And
we don't mind that. Yeah. We don't mind repeating dates. Yeah, that's okay.
You know, sometimes you're in a nice car that's got bloody more thrust than a rhino on heat. You know, sometimes you're hovering above the earth for a bit. And
trying to join the Mile High Club.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't through lack of trying. It just wasn't. In the 7:30 time slot, mate, it just doesn't work.
Okay, now, happens, Mickey. You get to pash a lot.
Hey.
Now, did you get to pass a lot?
Jane's throwing her hat in the ring, by the way.
I don't want to be intimidating. I'm really seriously interested whether you've found love and whether it was good fun pashing a lot of girls.
Well, they're two very different things, Jane. What do you want to know?
Well, first of all, I want to know how many girls you kissed.
Oh, well.
Stacks?
Truckload, yeah. Well, the thing is, like, you've got to think about it from a male's point of view.
Okay. All right.
Let's try this. So, you're locked up for a few months.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You've got no contact with the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
Your cags are dragging through the bindies.
What does that mean, boys?
And then, all of a sudden, buddy, you're in a spa, and there's a good sort there, a beautiful woman, and nature just takes
periscopes up.
Like, yeah, I mean, and there you go. I'm sitting there with something a cattle dog couldn't chew through.
And there's something bouncing on the water.
No, what?
Hello, girls. No. Dinner's on. That is fantastic.
I'm trying to explain how it must have been visually stimulating.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a red-blooded Australian male. I'm not going to hide from my nature. So, yeah, absolutely.
There it is.
It's quite tough, and you do end up kissing girls like that because that's what you want to do right then and there.
Do you think you broke some hearts in there?
Oh, I mean, it's the nature of the beast. Yeah, I mean, if you've got that many girls and you're spending time with them, and each time you do that, things grow.
Oh, well.
And all of a sudden, there can only be one.
Did you feel bad when
absolutely.
Yeah, look,
Mick, this is why you can't do it, because you wouldn't feel bad.
No, sometimes you've got to cut off the branch to save the tree, James. I'd pash them all. It'd be a process of elimination.
Look, we could talk to you for hours about this.
You should come back on Farmer Wants a Wife. That'd be right up your alley.
Yeah,
it'd
probably be better.
Can you give us a hint? Are you shacked up with those? Are you happy?
So, yeah, I mean...
Are you off the market?
Met a lot of birds. Yep, I'm off the market. I can say is I'm in a happy place.
Really? Yeah. You seem really happy.
Yeah.
Happy place?
No, I'm really...
Yeah. Good on you, mate.
Oh,
we should double date sometime. Yeah. Maybe
oh, my God.
Let's just go out. We'll have a meal. We'll have a bite.
I think that's a good idea. Trust me.
Fun.
Hey, you can
good
watch
on your HB.
Nick, the Honey Badger Cummins.
When's it on?
Tonight. Premieres at 7:30 on 10.
If only you had a TV, you could watch yourself.
Why don't you come to my house? I'll be glued to the channel. You can see yourself on the telly.
Watch yourself.
This is where danger...
Take some capsicum spray.
Daily Mail start backing up stories about us.
That's it.
Get on your mate.
Season 6 of The Bachelor premieres tonight, 7:30 on 10. Thanks, Badge, for joining us.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
The Honey Badger is such a ripping bloke.
Oh, look
here. You've got badger fever.
Badger fever. I've got badger
You've got
fever.
You've got a fevered badger.
Oh, the PM's turned up early.
Absolutely. He's working blue early, too, I'll tell you.
He was just a ripping bloke, and that's on The Bachelor tonight.
Yes.
You can see him.
Wow. 7:30 on 10.
I watched that on the basis of him. He was funny.
That was hilarious, that interview. I thought he was a cross between Tarzan and Forrest Gump. He doesn't know what's going on in the real world.
The guy who's about to be the biggest male star in the country and doesn't have a television, this is going to be very interesting.
Yeah, sure. He's got to work his way through 26 hotties.
What was dragging through the bendies again?
I can't remember that.
His kangas or something.
Yeah, something like that. It's a big second hour. The PM, hold fire, PM. We'll be talking to you about
champing at the bit.
What's
we're going to be talking about Neg. The National Energy Guarantee.
Oh, gosh.
By the way, just quickly.
And by the way, I want to warn you, too. I've got a warning coming up for you, too, Michael Malloy.
All right, that bodes well. Very good. And you,
yes.
Guess what? You are now available on ringtone. It's available.
No, I'm not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, what
this is the quote
again?
That'll.
Give me back my phone, asshole.
That can be downloaded.
Yep. Very disappointing.
Facebook and Twitter.
Nuns will not be happy.
Well,
I was angry. I was furious.
You've got more class than that. But I'm a sweary guy behind closed doors.
I know
too.
You are.
A real swearer.
Georgie did today. She's got a new phone. She lost her phone yesterday.
And stolen.
First stolen. First phone
stolen
call.
By an icy. But stolen by an icy on the street of hard knocks.
Yep. That's right, straight out the front here. So anyway, first call was a bum call from me. I bum dialed her.
And the true.
And this is true. And the second one in our office, her phone rings. She goes, "Oh shit, school teacher." and then left the room to deal with it.
Welcome to my world.
Welcome to your world,
everyone.
What did the teacher want?
Oh, actually, it was my son who was using the teacher's phone. Long story.
So, Samsung. I love technology.
Lost his as well, has he?
Have you got a Google phone or Samsung?
Oh,
iPhone.
Got the iPhone.
All right. Hey, we've got to go. We go to the news when we come back. The PM is in town.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Massive is the only word to describe the big second hour, which we're kicking off in just un momento.
We're looking at blubbing.
Going to blub.
Yeah,
who did it?
Well, I have a feeling someone really tough, like Commando Steve, might have gone the blub on Survivor.
Commando?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll have a look. Right. And the block, they've been crying
too. The block, they'll be going the blub like there's no tomorrow. Why do women complain about engagement rings?
Because
are you ever happy? Is there anything we can do?
You're happy
girls,
with a big rock.
Girls, if there's something that we can do that will make you happy.
Yes, don't buy us a pissy engagement ring.
All right, Mariah Carey. Jeez. Hey, Lawrence Mooney will be in a bit later. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start with the big kahuna, the main man.
Well, he's busy, man. I can't believe he's even called.
I reckon he might have finally sorted out his party. I reckon he might have a clear run at it from now till the election. It is Malcolm Turnbull.
Good afternoon to you, Michael Malloy.
Malcolm,
you, Jane Kennedy, always a pleasure, never a chore. And I saw that rock on your finger. I look forward to that piece later on in the show.
What did you get? What did you get, the missus?
Well, of course, Lucy has just got the biggest rock in Point Piper.
About the size of a tennis ball.
Because we have to compete. Us rich guys, of course, you know.
That's
true. Well, it covers the other three knuckles. It's
what's the clarity on it?
Well, the clarity is excellent.
That's what you want. You want excellent.
Cubic zirconia?
No, that's not what you want.
That's right. It's from Prouds.
It's from Prouds?
Prouds at Eastland. So,
it's from the Australian Diamond Company.
Well, now, that's a good place
to get. Is that a good one?
They could be a sponsor, so they're good.
Before we get into business, Michael Malloy, maybe this warning isn't for you, but for some of your ex-partners. I want to issue a warning.
There we go.
Today we are passing legislation to increase the penalties for revenge porn. So if anyone's going to put your buttocks up on the internet, they better look out.
Again,
I think they're welcome to do that.
Hey, my buttocks are free range.
Really?
They've been out and about. They've done billboards, my buttocks.
Is there some compromising shots of you floating around on the cloud?
Definitely.
Oh,
definitely. That cloud. The cloud right now is cumulonimbus, weighed down with shots of my buttocks.
What dark arts that is. I don't want to summon them up.
Now, why have you just decided now to do something about that? Is it because somebody in your party is worried about something and that's why the legislation suddenly went through?
Something happened to somebody somewhere. I think maybe somebody in our party might have some photos out there and be very, very worried.
That's my theory.
When nothing much happens in Canberra.
It was Christopher Pine pounding on my door saying, Malcolm, we've got to change the revenge porn laws. okay, Christopher.
It worries me when the Liberal Party come back with that piece of legislation.
Mm.
A bunch of Roman senators. You've seen the way they operate.
I'd like to see the photo. Somebody's obviously trussed up in electrical flex with a garbage bag over their head.
The fishnets.
That's how they cross the floor in the Senate, in the Conservative Party.
That's the South Australian Liberal Party. That's the initiation process.
Now, so you're all back in Canberra. It's just a bit of a meat market in Canberra. When all the pollies get back to Canberra, It goes off, doesn't it? It's like a big, sweaty, heaving political schoolies
week. That's what Barnaby says.
Yes, well, there's 150 House of Reps members. There's 70-odd senators, all of the assembled media. And, of course, it's very inbred. And so, yes, it's like nightclubs for ugly people, nerds. And they all use their power. Like Sam Dastyari once said, you know, when you arrive there, you go for the television media, because they're the best looking, and then you realise they're useless to you. So you move on to the radio, they're nothing. Yeah. Go on to the print, and then you realise that they're all going to stab you in the back, so you go for your own party, the opposition party, and then at the end of the day, you just bang a green.
Because
they're very open-minded.
That's the theory, is it? Wow, the
terrible.
Pecking order is extraordinary.
Apparently, the Greens are very discreet. They won't speak outside of school, which is good.
All right. Now, have you read Barnaby Joyce's book at all?
Pride and Prejudice.
Weatherboard and Iron.
Weatherboard, yes.
War and Peace. Weatherboard and Iron. I said to Barnaby, well done. You've clearly written this yourself, but did you use pencil or crayon? And is there a colouring section in there too?
There's a sealed section.
Mr. Turnbull, he was very cross because you put the bonk ban on, and he mentions this in his book. Mm. Yes. He says, you know, it's unreasonable.
Well, of course, like anyone caught with their trousers around their ankles, Barnaby's now blaming depression, isn't he? Depression's the whipping boy. And I'm not saying that there's not people out there that are depressed, but it's a very handy excuse for the likes of Barnaby Joyce.
I like your thinking. National Energy Agreement means
nobody laughed
what?
At that. No. Thank you, Dangerous.
National
Energy. I'll see myself out.
What is it? What is it? The NEG?
The NEG, the National
what
Energy Guarantee.
What does it stand for?
Well, National Energy Guarantee. What we're going to do is make an agreement with the states to get all coal-fired power and solar, hydro.
Let it go, mate. Let the coal go.
And wind. I like coal-fired power. I like coal-fired power for one reason, and that is if you oppose the coal industry, they will crush you like a bug. I love it. Dig it up. Burn
it. All right, there it is.
Isn't it nice when you can leave all the lights on, though, and everything looks pretty? I drive up to the Piper and think, it's like a fairy
castle.
Do
you have fairy lights there as well? Let them all burn.
Yeah. Probably in for a simpler time, but when we didn't have to separate plastic.
Yep.
You just chuck everything out. You could burn all the back recycle. Of the yard. You could leave your lights on.
Craig Rucastle nonsense of the war on waste. I've flown all over the world. All over the world.
Yes.
Over oceans, right over the Pacific, all over the world. Never seen a piece of plastic in the ocean. Never.
Your carbon footprint's all over the
world. That's right. I've flown round and round and round the world.
You have.
Never seen a piece of plastic in the ocean.
Your carbon footprint's in the shape of a loafer. An Italian loafer.
That's nice.
From Positano. Now, what the National Energy Guarantee is, you've seen Josh Frydenberg trying to prosecute the case on the Nightly News. Now,
I don't hear anything he says because I'm looking at his hair.
Well, he's a man with three bald spots, isn't he? It's concentric bald spots. It looks like aliens have done crop circles on his head. Unbelievable. But no, he looks like he stares at the camera like it's a gun, and he looks like he's just unexpectedly soiled himself. That's the expression on Josh Frydenberg's face.
All right, I think we've done Josh.
He's done. Tick.
Thank you, Malcolm. We'll be back with your good friend Lawrence Meany after this.
Well, thanks to Milwaukee, maximising runtime and performance never seen before on the job site.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Bang!
Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy and Lawrence
Meany. Melbourne, which has just been knocked off by Vienna. Yes. The world's most livable city.
Did you know that, Lawrence?
Do you have a response?
I did know that, and I listened to a lot of commentary. Thank you very much about it. And it's got nothing to do with our crime or safety. That was a spurious thing. That score remains the same. So anyone picking up that and running with it needs a clip across the ear.
Right.
What it was is Vienna somehow had more sunny days or something like that.
Trees?
More ice creams named after them.
We said a nice slice.
That's right. They've also got, what's his name? Mozart. Andre. And The Sound of Music. Yeah. What would be
don't forget Adolf Hitler.
But that's Salzburg, you see.
Right.
And Sound of Music was filmed in Salzburg.
Yeah. They can't claim Sound of Music.
No, I'm saying they can't claim.
They've got to take all the Von Trapps. They've got to take all the Von Trapps.
And Hitler.
Yeah. Look, Hitler had a bad run.
Do you know what?
I'm not. Yeah.
The Venus Schnitzel as well.
Jury's out on Hitler. Yeah, I don't. You know. You don't know. for sure. Now, listen, we had the Honey Badger in here.
Yeah.
Nick Cummings, and I know...
We had the Honey Badger...
He's a Queensland guy, right?
Yeah, so and we had him on the Big Breakfast in Brisbane, and Marto just strode right out of the shadows because he's a former Wallaby, Marto, and has a lot to do with rugby union. The Badger played rugby union. And was very fearless, and that's how he got his nickname.
Because the honey badger is a tell us a bit about the honey badger.
The honey badger is a small but fearless animal that will take on
snakes.
Venomous snakes, and has also been known to castrate lions. We'll go the testicles on a lion.
So Good Lord.
Okay, that's pretty ballsy. Pardon the pun.
Yeah. So he's like a little drunk bloke in a pub. He's like, come on, I'll have you. Come on.
And that's how he got his nickname for fearless behaviour on the field.
And Marto lays claim to
for the Big
actually,
Breakfast, of course, our Big Breakfast show up in Brisbane.
Yeah, said that he feels responsible for the honey badger.
What
he
do
feels
you mean?
That he might have given him the
coined
nickname.
Coined the phrase.
Coined the honey badger.
Well, that's a great claim to fame, and fair enough if Marto wants to take that on
did
board.
Did he put that to
the
HB?
The badger wasn't taking it. It wasn't having it for a moment. He said, oh, I don't think so, mate. Nah, the boys gave me that. He goes, no, I don't think I was involved.
And did he let you know? Did he give you any inside goss? Who's he's shacked up with?
The way I read it, I reckon he's still in love. Now, three of the...
With one of the birds from the show.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe she's a brunette from what I've been reading as well.
Spoiler alert.
Not spoiler. Oh, half are going to be brunette, half are going to be blonde. Come on.
I think this is the sixth series.
Get over it, Dave.
Is that correct? Sixth series?
Sixth series. Oh, sixth series.
Yes, I'm getting a yes from Whitney out there.
Yeah, so three of the previous five are still together with their partners. So it is a real deal if you're looking for love.
What about the big guy, the stripper guy?
Blake Garvin.
Oh, Blake Garvin. The real estate agent.
Who is the most, apart from The Bachelors, who's the most famous graduate of The Bachelor?
The Bachelor?
Tim Robards?
No, apart from The Bachelor.
Sam Frost?
Sam Frost, yes, who was left
the
at the altar by Blake Garvey. Oh. Not that I watch it. But anyway, so the Blake
that's
went on
true.
And married someone or got together with somebody that he'd already
done. Yeah, but that's dumped. Over two now. Georgia Love, she's still with her bloke.
And, you know, Blake Garvey, it's surprising that he kind of like backflipped and was a bit kind of like duplicitous. He's a real estate agent. I accept it better.
he used to be a dancer. I think he's a stripper.
He's real estate /
Stripper. What a CV, isn't it? Down at Officeworks running that off. Stripper.
It's got to be quite a...
A big shout-out to Blake.
When he dies, it'll be a really moving tribute in the...
Will you be watching, though?
There'll be six pole dancers carrying his coffin. I will be watching tonight because my five-year-old Maggie is really into it, but...
Five-year-old wants to watch The Bachelor.
She loves it.
Because of the girls in pretty dresses.
Something to aspire to. Yeah.
But, of course, I'm here today to listen to a letter from one of our listeners.
Yes!
As you know, I like
letter.
To put a listener down on the couch.
I do love this.
Dear Moon Man, it reads.
Okay.
My name's Lawrence, which is coincidental because so is so mine. Recently, my wife went overseas, in fact, last Thursday night, to shoot one of the hottest, best-looking stars on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not a jealous or insecure man, but I have woken up in a fever dream imagining them in an unnatural position on a sweets ball. Now, I don't even know whether they still use those in gymnasiums, so long has it been since I've visited one. Are they still a thing, Swiss balls?
Yes, they are. Yeah, you can do a lot on a Swiss ball.
You can do a lot on a Swiss ball.
I've seen a honey badger attack one.
You've got to really activate your core, right?
Hey, I think
let's get back to the letter writer.
I think I know who the letter writer is talking about.
Right, okay. Hottest famous star. My wife, or his wife, is alone. This man.
Do you want me to say it? Who I think it is, or is this private?
Who do you think it is?
I think it's Chris Hemsworth.
Well, I wouldn't know because it's not my letter. I'm comfortable with my dad bod.
Let's just call him Thor. Let's just call him God of Thunder. Yeah. Does that make it easier?
I hope this man's wife doesn't say I'm Thor.
I don't think so.
Anyway, I better move on, or otherwise I'll get into trouble. Yeah. What this man
is wrong with you?
I'm reading this letter. Let me read it. Unfortunately, because I'm a busy man, my mother-in-law has moved back into look after the five-year-old.
Is this person serious?
This person has previously written into this show.
About the undies.
About the giant underpants. The mother...
It's not happening is it?
I'm going down. The undies are back.
Oh.
They were slung over the side of the shower the other morning. I get up to do breakfast radio, turn the light on, bang.
Why can't they go in the washing machine?
Well, I think it's some kind of warning to me. It's like some kind of, it's like the mafia putting a horse's head in somebody's bed. It's like, you better watch yourself, mate.
No.
It's just like a spinnaker that you raise on a sloop that's heading from Sydney to Hobart.
Is that do you think her message to this letter writer to just keep yourself nice while her daughter's away?
Well, I don't know. Maybe she's trying to scare him off. It's like, you'll see these for real one
good
day.
God.
So
Good Lord.
Wife is with God of Thunder. Thor.
And you're with Granny Pants.
I'm with God of Chunders.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there, mate.
Oh, my God.
Hello to Chris if you're listening.
She will be listening.
She will be listening.
We'll have an update, please.
We should get Chris in sometime to read out a letter.
Why don't we
get her to come in and read out
a
letter?
Sure, she's got a few beefs with the letter writer.
Yeah, you're a better Rose. Sure, you're the Bachelor.
We do some great passive aggressive work, me and Chris. Oh, yeah.
This is your opportunity to let it all out.
Stop taking swings at one another. That's through, Maggie.
Oh, by the way,
what's Nan up to?
Hey, this is fantastic. Can we go through your upcoming events? Well, not you as such, but an evening with Malcolm Turnbull. Mm. Touring around Australia from September. This is one of the great live shows
touring
the country. You've got to go. Have you got
IPAC and Wollongong. You've got the Art House, Wyong, the Play Centre in Canberra, Perth, Newcastle, Camden.
Oh, we're all over the Blue
Mountains. Jeez.
Going up to the
Playhouse Canberra Theatre, I've played that. Regal, I've played that. These are all great. Newcastle City Hall, bang.
Tickets available via alist.com.au.
And the gong, you're doing the gong.
I love the gong. I love getting down to the Illawarra. Yeah. And remember, the train journey out of the gong can always get interesting if you've got a bottle of Coke on you. Do you remember that? No. The guy that had started having relations
Sam's waving
with a woman
over there,
and then washed himself off.
Oh,
Do.
That'd be a good ad for Coke, no sugar.
Yeah, that's it. Lawrence Mooney,
the real
Malloy
thing.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
I've just been handed something that was our producer Whitney talked to me about this afternoon.
Yes.
And I had an immediate reaction. Hang on. I had an immediate reaction because I can understand what she's talking about, and all the other boys didn't know what I was talking about.
And we have no idea why this is some kind of
Are you hooked? A woman sparked a major online debate after she took to social media to slam her fiancé for giving her a small ring and only spending $2,200 on her engagement ring.
Right.
There you
go. Well, what? He might be a chimney sweep. Hmm. He might be, he might be picking apples.
All I'm saying is you can get a really nice engagement ring.
Why is that a crime?
You can get a nice engagement ring for $2,200. Absolutely. But I still say, gosh, you're brave to pick out a ring and give it to a chick without her giving the nod.
Okay, so isn't this supposed to be a surprise?
Do you want to marry me?
I'm so confused.
No. I think it's a bit old-fashioned. I'm sure people still do it.
Do you want to marry me? And here's something I've got to
But you don't have to have the ring straight away.
So
that's the movies.
So what are you more interested in? Someone declaring their love for you and that they want to take care of you for the rest of your life? Or something of material value that
comes,
you're upset because
that comes as extra.
You go, oh, what's the point of this?
No.
You've got me this garbage.
No. You can just say, I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life. Let's get married. Hug.
Here's a brochure. Go pick yourself a ring.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm just saying that is probably how women think.
And I think we've got to the nub of it.
No, it's not.
Basically,
it's not materialistic.
A marriage is a commercial arrangement.
But a girl has
it?
To wear it on her finger for a very long time.
A marriage is a commercial arrangement. Let's get it out of the blocks.
Well, it is a commercial arrangement.
Let's get out of the blocks on a high note.
It is.
Give me a look at the brochure. Go and get me this and then get on your knee.
All right. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, very aggressive today.
Well, I'm just trying to talk my way through it.
I don't know what your proposal would be like. Pretty harsh.
Well, I did once, and under the police helicopter.
Did you really?
I was so romantic.
You'll make me cry.
So romantic. The spotlight came on.
Oh, my God, you did.
We were running from a bistro in Frankston.
Hang on. We've got the calls going wild.
I'm on the beach.
I'm over that now.
Do it, baby.
I want to hear from the callers and the real people who've
Hang on. But who was she getting in trouble from, men or women?
Women and men who thought it was very churlish and very...
angry at her or angry at him?
Angry at her.
So is he... Women are angry at him and...
And men are angry at her.
Have you got the ring you wanted? Explain to me. So you went pretty much.
No, one day I was just asked, just for example, if there was to be a ring, what kind of ring would you
like? Romantic.
But it's something like that. And you go, I haven't really thought about it, this one. I'm sure women will relate to me.
What about no ring?
Sure. You can have no ring.
No ring at all. What about a texter? I draw on you.
No, that's dumb. Tattoo. You don't want a tattoo.
A tattoo.
Yes, that's cool. I'm sure there's a lot. Do we go to callers now? Do we go to a song?
Yeah, so we're going to get people to ring.
1-333-353. Tell me what your story is with your engagement ring and whether it was a bit of a debacle.
Gee, you're tough. Tell us what
I'm
to do.
I'm just speaking.
We'll do it, girls.
On behalf of the
ladies. We really want to know how to help and how to please, and we'll
do
it.
We know you do.
If we know what you want.
Bless your cotton picking hearts.
And we'll take your calls with wedding ring etiquette after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Talking engagement ring etiquette.
Yes.
Well, indeed. It's from a story that I came across today where a girl has got into a lot of trouble because she put out on a blog that she was unhappy with the engagement ring she received because he didn't spend enough and it's very little.
And it's not to her liking.
And she would have liked to have picked it out herself.
And you're suggesting this is the best way to go for men?
I would suggest that she probably should have picked it out herself and then there wouldn't be a drama and then they can live happily ever after.
It's on her ring, it's on her finger, I suppose, for a long time.
It is on her
sometimes
finger.
Sometimes up to 4 to 5 years these days.
As a rule?
Is that what it is?
We've actually got a jeweller on the line,
I
think.
Oh, good.
Sonia.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Now, you must be all over this. What's going on out there?
Look, I have had numerous clients come to me as couples. They're wanting to discuss having a piece made for an engagement ring.
Yep.
And the guy will sort of say, oh, you know, our budget's around about X amount, say $5,000.
Yep.
And numerous times you get the corporate eyebrow.
Oh. And it suddenly starts to nudge upwards, yeah?
It does. And it's like you can slice the air with a knife because money hasn't been discussed prior to coming to see me, so she gives the not quite enough.
And does she end up getting her way most times?
Most of the time they do.
Okay.
I like to try to make people feel comfortable.
You like to see a win-win, don't you, Sonia?
Yeah.
You like to see both go away happy.
Absolutely.
Well, it's good to hear from an expert who's actually on the front, who knows what's going on.
When you think about that, it's like we're off to a flyer, aren't you? Our very first argument
is about money.
It's about money,
and
it's about a ring, and we're not even married yet. Well done.
Jay, what's your story?
Hi, how's it going?
Good, Jay.
I put it to my partner that I'm happy to spend any amount on a ring that she wants as long as she's willing to spend the same amount on a toy for me, like an engine or something like that.
An engine?
Really?
With this engine, I'd be wed.
So like a bike or a boat or something?
Jet ski.
Do you know what?
So how'd you go? What'd you get? What'd you end up getting, mate?
Oh, nothing yet.
But I think that's a good idea. And I think women would be happy to do that because all they want is just to be happy with the ring that they're going to have for a very long time.
All right.
Thanks, Jay. Marnie, how are you going?
Good, thank you, and yourself?
Really good. Now tell us about your
ring. How'd you go?
Well, my husband let me pick my ring.
Yeah.
And he got away with it for $1,100.
Oh, but that's okay.
You're a keeper. You're a keeper, Marnie.
But you're happy with it, and that's the main thing, and you didn't get a shock or a surprise.
No, he knew better.
Okay, that's my point. That's my point, and it doesn't matter. It's not about the spend. Right.
Take a leaf out of Marnie's book, girls. Yeah. Michelle, what
do
you got
for us? How you go, Michelle?
Good, how are you?
Really well. What's your story with your ring?
Look, I know my partner didn't spend a lot of money on my ring and I found out how much it was and, yeah, he gave it to me and proposed to me and I'm happy with that.
Well, see, you're lovely and, I'm not. I'm a cow. And that's very happy news. You're very happy. Have you got married yet?
No, still waiting.
What's the deal? Isn't there supposed to be some kind of rule regarding, is it 1 month's salary?
I think you'll find it's 3 months. That is the rule.
Have you just made an executive decision? Or
no.
The rule is
3 months gross salary rule, and the rule stipulates that if a man makes $80,000 a year, he should spend $20,000 on an engagement ring. Just saying.
Jeez.
That's cool. Thanks, Michelle.
What did you do, Dave, by the way? You've gone quiet.
No.
What did you do?
My wife, we went sort of shopping at a jeweller's.
You went shopping together,
We were discussing that, we should get, we're going to get married. It's going to happen. So she picked the ring.
She got a ring.
You
got a Prince Albert.
I did not get that.
It's a wedding Prince
Albert. All right, let's go to Matt.
Okay.
Hi, Matt. Are you recently engaged?
Yeah, recently. Yeah, just a couple weeks ago.
And how'd that all go? First of all, did she say yes?
Oh, of course you did, mate. Of course.
Okay, great. And did you have a ring at the time or you just asked to marry her?
Pretty much she designed the whole thing herself.
The ring?
Yeah, the jewelry. She went to the jewelers with me.
So like a phantom ring? It's got a skull on it? Like, what is it?
Nah, nothing like that. I wouldn't have a clue how to screw up myself. But, yeah, she designed it all, that kind of stuff. And
good for you. Hey,
well, there you go.
I'm disappointed in that.
What do you mean?
I thought that was a fizzer because everyone
wasn't
seemed,
a fizzer.
Well, everyone seemed quite happy.
Everyone's happy, but it just.
Well, what use is that to me?
Why?
Well, you just don't want to wish love.
I like the tension.
When you get married,
trouble in paradise,
Mick.
Right. I like the fact that the wheels fall off despite your best intentions.
When you get married,
I want everyone to be as unhappy as me.
Oh, God. Don't pick out the ring before you get married. Just saying.
Yeah,
I'll do it.
Talk to me first.
All right. Your new way to drive home.
Well, thanks to Milwaukee, maximising runtime and performance never seen before on
yeah,
the job
baby,
site.
Baby, hit it, Dave. Come on. This is Milwaukee,
yes.
A brewery in Milwaukee.
There's nothing better. But
everything that comes out of Milwaukee is good. Beer,
yes.
Power tools, only if you're a professional.
Laverne and Shirley.
Laverne and Shirley.
The Cunninghams.
The Cunninghams. Everything's good from Milwaukee. It's just a good name.
You know what Milwaukee is?
Yeah.
If you are a tradie, it's your G-spot. It's as good as it gets.
Or as Alice Cooper calls it, Milwaukee.
Oh, no kidding.
That's how he pronounces it because it's an Indian,
well,
native Indian term.
I'll allow him to use the Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Because this is not for the faint-hearted and it's not for your amateur hour.
Well,
this
don't
is
be
for
silly.
The real deal.
Be.
This is for your proper man stroke, woman stroke, tradie stroke, whoever.
It's not
you
even
need
for
to know
me.
What you're doing.
You can't be a DIY. You can't think you know what you're doing. You've
got to
be a pro.
I'd have to see some ID from the honey
You'd
badger before yeah. I'd let him
wield
the new cordless.
Well, thanks to Milwaukee.
Yeah. Come on, Milwaukee.
Next breakthrough
coming,
in power Muchacho. Tool and battery technology.
I love Milwaukee.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Big show tomorrow. We've got another call, I believe, lined up.
We do. You've started something here.
Calls I'm only the messenger.
We're talking
Someone
about
complained about her engagement ring too small, not costing enough.
Women are fired up, and generally if you go to our socials, they're saying
people are furious.
They don't
with
like her. And
no.
I'm surprised by that. Hayley, quickly, what did you want to say?
I feel like the man that gave her the wedding ring can do way better, and I feel like he should get rid of her. if she had a problem with it, she probably should have talked to him instead of.
You know,
Hayley,
you're not on your Pat Malone there. There's a lot of people thinking
it's
the same
down
thing.
Your way.
Yep, Chris Bowden has done on Facebook said, "Keep the ring, get rid of her."
Oh.
Mark Nathan says, "I bought a ring without telling my girlfriend, and the next day she sees a similar ring to what I bought and said she hated it. Luckily, I convinced her otherwise."
All right. As you can see, it's trouble. What I'm going to do when
it's
I propose, I'm going to go down and go walk straight to Tiffany's and propose in Tiffany's and then go, now pick one.
That sounds brilliant.
How about that?
All right, now we just have to find the girl. Hey, tomorrow we've got a big show because...
Who's on?
Oh, some actor called Sam Neill.
What?
Sam Neill's in town
so
to support his great mate Jimmy Barnes, who's got his documentary premiering tomorrow
excuse
night.
Excuse me, one of my peer of mine...
A peer?
We've
well,
just appeared
I don't know
together.
Hey. Oh, sorry, he's in the film.
We've
you
just
did.
Been together in a film.
In Ride Like a Girl.
Ride Like a Girl.
Didn't Sam
we did
give you acting tips?
Sam gave me an acting workshop at 1 o'clock in the morning in a bar that was closed.
All right, I think we'll bring that up.
We need to talk about that.
We will, and he's got lots
Samuel
to talk about.
Samuel Neill!
He's
That's
done
huge.
A documentary
a
on James Cook, so we're going to talk to him about that as well.
Oh, okay.
As many other things. Right. And, of course, Dave O'Neill's coming in,
Big
and
Dave.
He's got a show coming up too.
This is part of
Pilot Week.
Is this the one you
I beg your pardon. No, I'm getting a lot of flack about that. I wasn't bagging it. I'm supporting
You're
all
the
shows.
That he didn't deserve a shot at.
Oh, God.
I believe it's called Dave. It's based on his
called
life.
Dave, and Glenn Robbins is in it.
I'm totally behind all those shows.
You're not very supportive.
I am supportive.
You're not a great
Stop
member
it
of the
now.
Community.
Stop it. Or I'll.
I love this show sometimes. It really makes me smile.
You think you're
Go
getting
honey,
married. Richard. That's the funny thing.
All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow.
Kennedy Malloy.
That was some Kennedy Malloy for you. Now get around performance never seen before on the job site. Check out the latest from Milwaukee at your nearest authorised Milwaukee retailer.